Hey, it's Phil Hendry. It's time for our BSP Classic Hour for today, June 13th, 2019, on this Thursday. And this is an hour that I didn't anticipate this hour to go very long, to be honest with you, because it seemed as if it took a long time to get started. But it's Brass Villanueva. If you all remember Brass, he was our proud young Latin male, a member of a Latin activist group or something called Los Malos. I don't even know. I think Brass was more or less just sort of pissed off that he was born in America. But he's on the show here saying that he doesn't bus restaurant customers' tables until they clean their plate because he hates waste. Doesn't sound like that much of a premise, but we got our money's worth from Brass. Here he is. This is from the month of January 2004. January 2004, as we really started to peak with the show. So let's listen to Brass now here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show BSP Classic Hour.
Phil Hendry Show brought to you by PetSmart, where you'll find smarter solutions for healthier, happier pets.
This is the Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Brass, I understand that you'd filed a lawsuit charging racial discrimination against the Surrey Steakhouse chain. They terminated your employment, you claim, because of your Hispanic background. You claim they fired you for harassing, they claim they fired you for harassing customers?
That's correct, yeah.
And what do you claim?
Okay, it's not harassing. I come from a culture that is poor. I am Hispanic. Here in America, people waste food. People throw away food. And when I bring food to a table and I come back to bust dishes, because we do both jobs at Surrey, a lot of times I see there's food left over, okay? And people went back to the buffet for more and didn't finish it. And what I did is respectfully ask people to finish their food. Because I come over, and in a case, it's one lady. There were like two meatballs eating out, like she had some pasta left over and some bread. And I said to her, try not to live up to my expectations, which is that Americans, you know, over-order and shove the food in and leave half their order uneaten, and children are starving in Mexico and Latin America.
All right. Well, the company claims when you returned to the table, you saw food left on the dishes. You wouldn't remove the dishes.
That is correct, until they finish the food.
And what if they refuse to finish their food?
I would say I'm going to...
I mean, what is this? You're a waiter and a busboy. As you say, you do both jobs. What is it? Why are you demanding that people finish their food?
I want to explain that, okay?
All right.
I would say I'm going to come back to the people. I'd say I'm going to come back, and if it isn't finished, then I would sit down with them and explain what it's like to come from hardship and how spoiled many people are living in America. I'm not saying everybody is, but everyone I see who go into the steakhouse is spoiled, and 9 times out of 10, the people would thank me and would wind up...
They thank you?
Yes, sir, yeah. No, I mean 9 times out of 10, they wind up shaking my hand. They finish the food, and a couple of times you could see them they would finish their food. You could see sometimes them getting sick out in the parking lot, but they would finish their food because I taught them not to act like pigs and disrespect the third world, which I saw a lot of people doing here.
All right, so you talk these people into finishing the food on their table, and then you would bust their dishes. If they didn't, however, you would sit down at their table and tell them about what?
Well, I mean... I mean,
about your Hispanic heritage?
Well, I would tell them about how the people in Mexico are poor and they don't have anything to eat, and how if you're Mexican, you're hungry. But in America, everybody has a lot to eat, and yet everybody leaves their food. They go for seconds at the buffet line. They'll go and get extra dessert. They'll go and get extra meat servings and everything. And
all right, why are you calling this suit racial discrimination? You got fired. Your company says because you harassed people about finishing their food.
Okay, well, I mean, this is going to be the sixth time I've answered this question today. You know,
well, you haven't been on my show, sir, so I apologize.
I mean, I'm not calling you stupid, Mr. Henry, but this is going to be like the sixth time.
I know. You've been doing a lot of interviews. Why are they calling it? Why are you calling it racial discrimination?
I'm suing for racial discrimination because the Surrey Steakhouse chain fired me because I was educating their customers to the reality of my culture and how Mexicans are hungry and don't have enough to eat. And meanwhile, Americans don't even finish soup. They'll go back for 2-3 meatballs. They'll go back for 2-3 desserts. They'll leave chicken pieces. They don't eat all the meatball.
Now, you said most people don't mind, so why were you fired?
That was Mr. Little.
Okay, this is this Jamie Little, who is a customer, who actually did complain, right?
She's like, you know, I mean, other people accepted what I had to say, and quietly, and while I educate him, this so-called woman complained to management.
All right, hold on. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. His name is Brass Villanueva. Brass was a former waiter at the Surrey Steakhouse who was fired for harassing the customers, apparently. And the harassment of the customers had more to do with you not bussing food off of their table when they were done with it or demanding that they finish it.
That is correct, yeah.
Or else you were going to sit down at their table and educate them about the realities of being Mexican, which may be well and good, and maybe we do need education. But this lady, this Jamie Little, tell me about her. You said that she's, and I take it you don't like her?
No, sir, I don't. I said I wouldn't let her leave until I told her about my people.
All right, she alleges that you called her a Yankee sow?
Well, that is correct, but only because...
You did call her that?
Well, there is background. She wouldn't listen to me. She left two whole portions of Salisbury steak. She had asked for extra sour cream that she never touched. And her two sons were brats also, I want to mention that, that spoiled yogurt everywhere. And so when she got up to leave, I said to her something in Spanish, which actually was like having a nice day.
All right, well, the phrase she heard was, usted es un perro gordo.
That is correct. That's and then she comes back.
Well, what does that mean?
That means have a nice day.
So she comes back yelling at you.
She came back yelling at me, and that's when I said that I used the Spanish. I said, Cerde Yankee, which is a Yankee sow, and that's only after she refused to finish her plate. When you come in, see, I have a rule, and maybe I should have explained my rule. I don't want to take an order from a table if you are going to order food, and then you're not going to finish it, and leave it laying there while you pick your teeth. And act like, you know, everything's okay.
Why are you taking that person? If I paid for the food...
Yeah, you paid for the food, so you have to eat the food.
No, but in America, as long as you're characterizing this in nationalistic terms...
It's more of a cultural thing, Mr. Henry. It's not national. I was born in America. Okay?
All right, a cultural thing or whatever. I can order up the food, and I can leave it sitting there on the table if I want to.
Okay, but most people, when I tell them, okay, like... I'll give you an example.
All right, let me give you the example.
All right.
All right. I go to the Surrey Steakhouse, and I order, let's say, steak, baked potato, some asparagus, and, you know, for dessert, maybe some ice cream and cake, and a cup of coffee. And you come back to the table, and I've got most of the asparagus sitting there and the baked potato.
Okay, well, in that case, you know, I'm going to look at that, and I'm going to have to make an assessment. And I'm going to look at that, and I'm going to go... Okay, are you going to finish that? I mean, that's the first thing I'll ask you is I'll point at it and say, are you intending on finishing that? To which I guess you would say no, right?
That's right.
I'd say, okay, I'm going to come back in 5 minutes. I'd like to see, you know, I want you to finish that because the Mexicans don't have any food, you know?
Because the Mexicans don't have any food. You tell me I want you to finish that because my people don't have any food?
That's correct, right. And if I got back...
All right, so you get back and I still haven't finished it.
That's when I'll sit down, and generally I'll sit in a part of the booth that blocks you from exiting.
All right, see, right there, that's illegal. Now,
no, that's not really illegal, because once...
Yes, it is. If you're black, you can say anything you want. I guess you can come back to the table and try to tell me about your culture, but if you're going to sit there in the booth and block me from getting out of the booth...
No, because...
Well, yes, it is.
Well, could I just explain?
Go ahead.
If I say... about Mexico to you, you'll be interested and you'll want to hear it. Nobody has ever wanted to get out of the booth when I tell them that, and I say it with great respect, but they're acting like pigs and they are disgusting to see leaving all that food when Mexicans are hungry. And
But let's just say, like in the case of this Jamie Miller, she wanted out.
She was just a pig. I mean, I'm the one who gives you the check. Okay, so you're going to hear me out.
Oh, so she was a pig because she didn't want to hear you out.
First of all, I mean...
Do you see what I'm saying here, Brass? Do you get at the point? The woman, even if she didn't want to hear you, is still going to have the right to get out of that booth, isn't she?
No, and I'll tell you why.
Why?
Because she's ordered all that food and she's going to leave it there and she's going to waddle, you know, what a pig, man. And I told her she was a...
You called her a Yankee sow.
That's right.
1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. Brad's Villanueva's with us. He is a former food server at the Surrey Steakhouse chain. I don't want to mention the particular restaurant where he was fired for harassing customers. He demanded that they finish all the food that they ordered. If they didn't, he would tell them about how hungry people are in the third world, and he wouldn't let them out of the booth. And you claim people liked it.
Most people would shake my hand and thank me. Yeah. Because they're just big, you know, I mean, they come in like pigs, but they go out educated.
Here is Jackie on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead, Jackie.
Brad?
Yes, ma'am.
First of all, you have no right suing for discrimination when you're throwing around racial slurs like that.
What did I say?
You're calling people Yankee South.
That's not race. That's nationality.
Okay, regardless, that's discrimination.
See, No, it's not.
Secondly, you need to look up the law.
I know the law.
Okay, secondly, you have no right setting rules for restaurants unless it's your own restaurant and people know what they're going into.
Well, what right do you have to leave
living in America is being able to work for your buck and order whatever you want to. If you want to put it in the middle of the park and feed it to the ducks, go for it.
Yeah, but I know more about the law than you do, and
That has nothing to do with the point you're trying to make.
What?
You're trying to make a point that people need to not order as more than they can eat.
Right.
That has nothing to do with the law. The law doesn't say don't order more food than you can eat. That's what America is all about. Welcome to America. Work for your money. Spend it any way you want.
No, not wasting food because there are a lot of people who are very hungry. I took two pieces of Salisbury steak she left on her plate and also the sour cream on the side, which she asked for extra sour cream. Why would she do that?
Maybe it sounded good and she didn't like the taste. Bottom line is you did a good deed and that... It's not up to you to decide what people should and shouldn't eat and how much they should and shouldn't eat.
Well, can I say something, Mr. Henry?
Go ahead.
That is so typical of a lot of women. I mean, they say that, you know, it sounded good, but I don't like the taste. And they say that about a lot of things. And
that's right, now look the luxury we have.
Hold on for a minute, kid. I don't want you getting...
No, I don't mean to be inappropriate, but you hear that so often, you know?
Yeah, you know something? I know what you're getting at, and you're talking to a lady, okay?
I'm sorry. Excuse me.
That's the luxury we have of living in America. We can order whatever we want and not have to finish it. I mean,
that's why
we have trash.
Right, but do you know how many Mexican people would have liked that sour cream?
And I'm sure Ethiopian kids would like it too, but they're not here. That's not the fact that we're trying to make. The point is you can't work somewhere under somebody else and harass customers about them not eating enough. They ate their fill. If there's some left over.
Can I ask you something?
Ask away.
Have you ever said that before? You know, it sounded good, but I didn't like the taste?
Absolutely. I think I did it today, as a matter of fact.
Was your husband there, or...
Okay, see, this is what I mean. You're being a smart-ass kid.
No, but I break the ice with people with humor.
Yeah, but that's not funny.
That's not funny at all. I mean, okay, so that's not what you believe in. Well, you're not the one ordering it. If I go to Burger King and order three...
Never mind.
If I go to Burger King and I order three hamburgers and throw them into the park for ducks to eat, that's my prerogative. It's my money. I'm spending it the way I want
but are you the kind of woman...
And I work hard to earn it.
Are you the kind of woman that'll tease a man by saying it sounds good, but then you don't like the taste?
Will you stop?
Exactly. Will you stop? That's not... So what? I mean, you're making an invalid point.
Look, lady, you would rather feed a bird than a Mexican?
Well, all right, look, Jackie, very good points. I do have to take a break, and I appreciate your call. 1-800-449-8686. What are you trying to do?
I just said that...
Don't get down that road with me.
Mr. Henry,
you're asking her husband, you know, hey, it sounded good, but I don't like the taste.
What?
Yeah. 1-800-449-8686. Either get this kid to be serious or I'm going to just blow off the interview. We're talking with Brass Villanueva, who claims to have been fired from the Surrey Steakhouse chain because of racial discrimination. He saw a lot of Americans wasting food. He demanded that they finish their food by the time he got back to the table or he was going to sit there and tell them about how hungry Mexicans are. The lady says one line, it sounded good, but I decided I didn't like the taste, and the kid takes off on that. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686, when the truth just isn't enough. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
I'm with Brass Villanueva. He's a young man. Are you working now, Brass?
No, sir. Right now, just helping out my father. He has a auto detailing business, and I'm also in school right now. But the thing I wanted to say was that right now, my attorney is a man by the name of Stephen Scheinbaum. I took my case to Gloria Allred, who is a prominent Los Angeles attorney, but she wouldn't take the case. So I took it to Stephen Scheinbaum. He said that maybe there are seven figures in it, because on a thing like Surrey Steakhouse, they don't want bad publicity about being a racist. And my attorney says there's probably seven figures in it right now. But
well, when you start talking about that, kid, it sounds like you're in it for the money.
Well, and also, I really don't want you to call me kid no more, okay? Because I'm a man, and
well, if you're a man, then you can stop with the juvenile lines like, it sounded good, but I didn't like the taste.
Well, she walked right into it. She walked right into it.
Okay, that's fine, man. We're talking about a legal question here, not some cuties you want to get off. 1-800-449-8686. Is it all right for an employee of a steakhouse to tell people, finish your food, or, I'm not going to bust the plates off the table? Let's go over here to Melanie. Hi, Melanie. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yes. I just wanted to say off the bat that I really think that he's being an hypocrite, because he's there just saying, trying to educate people how to act properly when he called this lady, tú eres un perro gordo. And if I recall my Spanish properly, that means you're a fat dog. That doesn't mean good fighting.
That's not my understanding. My understanding is it means have a nice day.
Wait a minute. What did you call her?
I said,
a fat dog.
I said, usted es en Twitter. Are you from Mexico?
I've been there.
Oh, yeah.
I've been speaking Spanish
for 20
years.
I bet you ordered margaritas down there real good, too, but...
No, I don't drink margaritas. My son's father is Mexican. I'm sorry, and, he can translate pretty well.
Okay, so you were married to a Mexican? Then you know how hungry they can be. Okay?
It has nothing to do with that. We're not in Mexico. He didn't throw food in the garbage in Mexico. But I think you're a really big hypocrite. If you want to call somebody a fat dog, you just do it right to their face.
Why did you tell me that men have a nice day when it means I think you're a fat dog?
I was not aware of that. Spanish is not my first language. I was born in America, and all I'm saying is, how many times, the lady's laughing, but I bet you she's gone down to Cabo, and lifted her head over, lifted her dress over her head at Sammy Hagar's bar and everything like that, right? And what I'm trying to say is...
I don't think you should be...
How can you say that?
What is it with you?
How can you even say that?
Well, you go down there, have a few margaritas and everything, and then leave food on the table. And I told the lady to eat it, and most ladies will when you tell them to. But this lady told me no, and it made me angry. Okay, I'm sorry, I apologize, but I respect it. My culture, Mexicans are hungry, and when we see fat, gringo-style
people... Like he says he's been born in America, too?
Who, me?
So I guess you haven't lived it for real.
Well, all I'm telling you is that I told most people, finish your dinner, and they'll do it. And this woman... I said you can get sick out in the parking lot if you want to. I've seen people finish their meal because they feel guilty about Mexicans being hungry. Then they go out to the parking lot. They get sick right out in the gutter.
You know what? What is going to be the difference? If she leaves the food or not on her table, the Mexican in Mexico is still going to be hungry.
Ma'am, are you the type of woman who has three or four banana strawberry margaritas and you leave a whole plate of shrimp scampi, right? So a Mexican... We'll
you
sit
have
there
no
and
idea about what you're talking.
The Mexicans will look through the chain link fence and see you with your shrimp scampi and go, "Oh God, I would love to have it."
Yeah,
and meanwhile, you're dressed.
Whether me finishing my plate or not here in Canada, how is that going to make them less hungry?
Canada?
How is it going to fix it?
Canada? What are you talking about? I thought you said you was American. Canada? Oh my God!
I never said I was American.
How can you say you speak Spanish when you? You don't even know what usted es un perro.
I just looked it up.
I was married to a Spanish guy. I didn't say I was Spanish.
Well, did he talk Mexican?
He was born there, for God's sake.
How come you married him?
Right now.
Why did you marry him?
The thing is...
Ain't there no Canadians?
Explain to me how somebody either in America... I have a lot of family in America. I'm in Canada personally. But if I finish my food or not, How is the guy in Mexico be left hungry?
Melanie, Mexicans are salivating over your shrimp scampi while you're squatting over a Corona bottle, and I just...
All right, that's... Thank you, Melanie. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686.
Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Coming up, special guest Doug Danger on our show tonight with the 100 most influential country artists of all time. Doug, the gay man and gay journalist, has a column coming out in the Orange County Courier very soon. We're speaking with young Brass Villanueva, who has filed a lawsuit charging racial discrimination against a former employer. Because he was trying to get people to finish all their food, and if they didn't, he would remind them that there are starving Mexicans. By the way, I heard, Mr. Villanueva, that you got a hold of some pictures of children suffering from malnutrition and placed them on the tables of these people?
No, Mr. Henry, if you want to quote the story, I appreciate it if you quote it right.
All right, well then tell me what the story is.
The story is that I had pictures from UNICEF in New York showing children in various stages of malnutrition, okay, and I'd say, okay, are you finishing that pie? And they'd say, no, I'm not finished. I'd say, I'd like you to finish it. Well, it's none of your business. Okay, take a look at that. And I'd put the picture right on the pie. And it would say,
well, I hear some of these pictures were very disturbing.
Well, that's too bad, you know. I mean, what do you want me to do about it? These are starving, you know, people. And
look, kid, I
you know, I don't like you calling me kid either.
All right, so I'm sorry. So I'll say, Mr. Villanueva, you got good intentions, okay? But the fact is, you can't make people do that. You can't make them eat. I mean, what motivates you to care so much about the world's hungry? I know that you're a Latin origin.
Well, I can tell you, I had a girlfriend years ago. Who I very much care for. She was an American girl, you know, she was a European girl. And I'm a Mexican. And I wanted to so very much go out with her, you know. And then I came over to her house one day to meet her family, and they disgusted me. And so, with the way they ate.
They disgusted you with the way they ate?
Yeah, they ate with their mouth, they talked with their mouths full, which I can't stand that ever. And, you know, like, her kid sister had a banana in her mouth, and she'd go, ha, ha, with all that mushed-up banana in there. And from that point on, I said, these fat animal, oh, man, I hate, you know, I was never going to let them do that to me again.
So a girl of American descent, or European descent, her family didn't like their table manners, and so now you make people finish their food at the restaurant, or you put a picture of a malnourished kid on top of their dessert.
That's correct, yes.
1-800-449-8686. Ebony, hello, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi,
yes,
I want to talk to the gentleman. Sir, I wanted to tell you it was not in your job description to inform those people of malnourished children. What was in your job description was to serve food. And that's all you were paid and hired to do.
Well, why are they leaving the food, though? You know, I mean...
That's none of your concern.
What's that
all about? That's not what you were hired to do.
No,
you were hired to serve people.
Well, I do.
Not to inform them of starving Mexicans and starving children.
Well, I do.
And if you're going to live in America, you better get accustomed to America's norms.
Well, I come over the table, and they've got, like, 4 whole pieces of chicken left, like half a meatloaf.
Oh, sir, didn't they pay for that chicken? Didn't they pay for whatever they left?
Yeah, well, they're supposed to. Then why are they leaving it?
Okay, the intelligent thing to do would have been to ask them, do you want a doggy bag? There's different ways to go about your problem that you're trying to solve. You're not
going
to solve it by talking to people, showing them starving kids pictures and all of that at their table while they're eating dinner.
But
what you're
going to
do is get yourself fired like you did.
Look,
the intelligent way to go about that is start a foundation. Use that energy that you have
people. I'm more direct. My action is more direct.
And your actions are ignorant, which is what got you fired.
No, Look, do you eat all your Salisbury steak?
Me is not the question.
Oh,
the
see,
question
that means
is why
yes,
you lost
yeah.
your job.
See, that
your
means
lawsuit
you
has no merit.
Okay. You
your lawsuit
your...
has no merit, and you're not going to win. You
no,
had
because...
no business. It was not your place.
America hates Mexicans, and so they want to leave food laying around on the table. So some
no,
Mexican
I think
can't.
You have an issue with Americans, and I don't really think it has anything to do with food.
Well, no, I don't have any
problem. Because you're not defending why you your actions,
oh,
like
I'll tell
you
why.
The intelligent thing to do would have been to
what about
go
the
ahead
doggy
and
bag?
Start a foundation
yeah.
for starving
let me ask you. Let me ask something here, Brass. What about the doggy bag?
Because then they take it home and they give it to a dog. Jesus, how stupid is that?
Well,
I mean, are you people kidding with that? What about a doggy bag? It's going to take it home and give it to a dog.
You people.
Yeah.
Who's to say you're going to give it to a dog? They might not even have a dog. They might eat it later.
Can I ask you a question? Are you American?
Yes, I am.
Okay. What do you leave on the table at a restaurant? Yes or no?
What do you mean, what do you leave on a table, yes or no?
What do I leave on the table?
Yeah, yes or no?
I don't leave anything. I take my leftover food home for later.
And then do you give it to a dog or do you...
No, I don't give it to a dog. I eat it because I paid for it.
The American is like a big fat St. Bernard and the Mexican's a little skinny chihuahua, you know? And we just want some of that stuff. God!
Well, what you do is start a foundation over
Steve
there in Mexico
Sheinbaum.
And help people. Oh,
man. Our foundation's boring.
Are you serious?
All right. She said a foundation is boring.
It is. You can't get anything done without foundation. Then you have a whole bunch of crooked people administering the funds. Next thing you know, everybody's
well,
ripping everybody off.
Well, that's why we have you with your notorious works and your notorious beliefs and your good deeds, and you want to help these starving people. That's why you're over the foundation and you're over the money.
Well, I'm not about the money, but I walk by your table and I see a half-eaten pie.
And you're going to get fired.
I'm going to get mad.
That's exactly why
right.
you got
Ebony,
fired.
Thank you for your call. 1-800-449-8686. Moving on now to Carlos. Go ahead, Carlos.
Hey, guy, you have no right to be telling people what to eat and when to eat if they pay for it.
Why?
You know what? And second of all, why are you insulting people, calling people fat dogs?
No,
Yeah, because I speak Spanish. I speak Spanish, and you cannot fool me. You can fool Mr. Phil Hendricks, but you cannot fool me because I speak Spanish.
I didn't say nothing about a fat dog.
You know, and second of all, there is no such language as Mexican. It's Spanish. You said, does you talk Mexican? Nobody talks Mexican. People speak Spanish.
Well,
you know?
Where are you from?
Where am I from? I'm from Honduras.
Oh, man, you ain't even Mexican.
What's the difference? What? I mean, he's funny.
Oh my God!
Spanish.
Oh my God! You trying to tell me?
You know, you don't even know how to speak Spanish.
Do you finish your baked potato?
I do, and I don't care whether I do or not. I pay for it. I do whatever I want with it.
Well, but here's the thing. How
No. I mean, what are you doing about it? I mean, are you sending money to starving little Mexicans? No, you're not. You're probably smoking it in dope.
Oh man, that is harsh.
Yeah,
that's
well,
harsh,
it is the truth. And you know what? And you know what else, though, too? You're lucky you didn't say that to a man. Because if you would have said that to me to eat my food, I'd make you eat it. You know? Because you were just taking advantage of a woman.
No.
You know?
All I'm saying
you're the biggest bigot that I know.
Hey.
You know, you're the biggot. Dude. You know, you have no right to be
You don't have a right to leave a baked potato laying there and not
if,
even
if
eat
I
it.
Pay for it. If I pay for it, I got every right to do what I want with it.
Okay, can I ask you a question? So for kicks, you buy a baked potato and you just leave it there and look at it.
Hey, you know
what?
If I pay for it, I can. That's why this country is America. You know, you can do whatever you want.
What
you know?
Is wrong?
I mean,
with...
as long as you're not breaking the law.
Well, let me ask this question here of you, Brass. You said that even if you got to go out in the parking lot and get sick.
Yeah, I have seen people feel so terrible about starving Mexicans and stuff. They'll go out in the parking lot, throw everything up, and come back in and get a baked potato and a side of clams.
Good God.
What?
What do you mean they go out, throw everything up, and come in for a baked potato and a side of clams? What a freak.
You know something? I don't like to be laughed at, okay? That's number one. And number two, this guy in Carlos, hey,
well,
I bet
yeah,
you
okay.
order up baked potatoes and just laugh at them. Just look at them and laugh at them.
No, you know what? I eat them. You know what? I eat whatever, you know? I don't discriminate food at all. But if I'm not hungry, if I go to a restaurant and I pay for food that I don't want to eat, I don't eat it. And there's no way that you can come and tell me that I have to eat my food that I pay for it.
Well, how are you going to get out of the restaurant?
How am I going to get out of the restaurant?
Yes, sir.
What? I mean, if I pay for it, I just get out of there then.
Whoa! Watch the. Okay, the dude dropped the F bomb.
Hey, I wear pants and shirts too big just to show how poor and skinny I am, but I'm ripped. Okay, just because I wear pants big and shirt big to make it look like, you know, I'm skinny and starving and have malnutrition and everything, that doesn't mean, man, I can't bring it. Okay? So come at me, you know?
Look, dude, this is not about fighting. This is about you caring about starving people and making people eat food that they don't want to eat. What do you mean he orders a baked potato just to laugh at it?
A lot of people will order food and let it sit in front of them and go, ha, ha, ha. Look, I got enough money to eat. Meanwhile, there's a skinny child down in Mexico who would love to have the baked potato and to eat anything, man. Snails, escargot, little kids, they would love to have crab cakes.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Amy, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yes, I was calling to talk to the gentleman that thinks that he has a point.
Yes, ma'am.
I think that if you want to be an educator, that is one thing. But I feel like you are harassing your customers. I'm a waitress, and I believe that you go in and you do your job and you ask them what they want to drink and what they want to eat. And then you get the hell out of there with your cash, and that's how you pay your bills. If you're in America, you know that. But you have no right to preach to anybody, especially your customers. I don't see how you have made a living
far
treating your customers like that.
You're the perfect person to talk to. You're a wait person, right?
Yes.
We have the power to tell people, finish the clam dip or whatever.
But you know what? That is not what we do. We go in, we serve their food, we are nice, we put on a big fat smile, whether we like the customers or not, and we give them what they ask for, what they're paying for, and that's how we take our money home. If you have a different point, if you want to be a teacher, if you want to have a cause, that is great, but you need to do it in a different way.
Can I make a point?
Boxing your customers in, that is harassment. You push your customers, you say you don't let them leave, ridiculous. That is ridiculous.
I think it's within our... I saw a woman order ice cream one time. Just to look at it melt.
But you're talking about
just to
dessert.
Look at it melt.
Do you want to help? No. You say you want to help?
I do want to help.
People, if
what
you want
you
to help,
do,
then you are in the wrong profession.
What you
I go
do,
to work. It's a brainless job. Being a waiter is a brainless job. You go there,
well,
you get your tip, you go home. No.
If you wrap the Salisbury steak up in tinfoil or just in a napkin and shove it into the lady's purse when she's not looking, it'll get greasy. It'll be all over everything, and she'll go, God,
why didn't I eat it? I don't understand why you're making that your issue.
Because
Yeah, she did. All right, we had to dump that. That's two Fs.
I thought I heard her say the F word, you know, but I wasn't sure. Maybe I could be a talk show host someday, too.
Yeah, that's... Look, let me ask you something here, Brass, before we let you go and move on. It is interesting, your passion. And I was thinking maybe it was based on an altruism for people. But instead, it is the past affection you had for a young lady, correct?
What? I mean, I don't understand what you said.
In other words, this was about a girl that you used to love.
Yeah, and then I saw her eat, like, banana cake, and it just, Jesus. I followed a little pig child into a bathroom and made him put a wasted baked potato in the rear of his pants to teach him. So,
Okay, Michael Jackson. And what's a pig child?
One of these American children who order up the yogurt and go, hey, 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 and play with it. I want to hurt them.
All right, I've had enough of that. In any event, I thought the guy really loved people and was really, out to make a difference in the world. He's just got a problem with people who eat with their mouth. I don't know what his story is. Get on the phone with him, Janice, and see if we can refer him out to a suicide hotline. 1-800-449-8686. So that's Brassville and Loewe.